Greetings, dear ones. I am the scientist of the heart, and I have come this day with good news for planet Earth. There's much shifting going on, as you've seen over recent months and even recent years. A considerable amount of energy has come together and been compiled into a very small space. As a result, so very much is happening every day. Many important pieces are now taking place one after another. Sometimes it's even difficult to catch up, to figure out where you are today, and which is the most important piece to watch. First time shift. We're going to share with you an important point. About 4 years ago, we mentioned something that was happening in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. At the very heart of the galaxy is a black hole, which actually formed it. When it was feeding, it actually pulled in all those planets around it, leaving a beautiful little spiral in space that you call the Milky Way galaxy. There are so many planets in your galaxy that have life. You'll find out eventually because you'll discover ways of communicating outside of the timeline. So many opportunities will arrive in the very near future. About 4 years ago, the Milky Way galaxy started to change its energy. The black hole at its heart started to feed very slowly by drawing matter in. It isn't simply trailing a long series of planets behind it, but instead actually starting to pull them into the black hole. And that action changed time. Not only for planet Earth, but for everything in the Milky Way galaxy and beyond. There are other galaxies tied to yours in other dimensions. The change in time has caused much change in your lives has also created the perfect conditions for a dimensional merge. If you look at events of the collective, you can see that there is a higher standard quietly moving into place. That is a reflection of the rising feminine, which is another condition for a dimensional merge. One of the challenges humans are having is that many of your systems are not aware your vibration has risen. Those systems are stretching now that the feminine energy is rising. Merlia will speak of that soon, for this is part of the mastery process. In a very short time, human standards have risen, and the feminine is no longer willing to tolerate many of the old ways. Change is at hand. Welcome to the times of mastery. The impetus for change. Many of you here on planet Earth are experiencing this virus, which for some countries is already somewhat tamed. Two more waves of this virus is coming, but the work of many light workers has already made this less problematic, and more of that work will happen before the additional waves arise. In the meantime, you're still in the first wave of this virus, wherever you are located. And of course, certain areas are having great difficulty with it. Many places are prepared in a variety of ways and having incredible challenges resulting in many people dying. There are a lot of things that you can do with this as well, including greeting the spirits as they step out. Keep in mind that many are being called home from the other side. Multidimensional mirrors. We'll share with you as we go forward. But for now, we'd like to share with you a more important aspect of what is taking place. It is the part of the large aspect of your evolution. It is division that causes this virus to affect some areas more than others, but the illusion of being separate has taken a new form in altered time. Allow me to explain. You know that you are perfect beings from home. Your spirit is perfect. So it is a natural assumption. But as a child, you actually had to learn that you were imperfect. The question then becomes, why can't you see your perfection? And that is because it has been divided up into 11 mirrors of your spirit. The spirit is reflecting into 11 different refractions, each whole unto themselves, 11 different yous, actually experiencing life in different ways, making different choices. Basically, each you is like a twin that you never knew you had. You could slip into anyone and know exactly where you are and what you are doing. So very interesting how it works. Basically, they're all the same you, but they're experiencing different things and are playing a game in a vibrational harmonic of your own spirit. As we've mentioned many times, when a major decision is made in many dimensions, experience on the other side of that dimension. That way the spirit never misses an experience. Dimensional merge. These are the times of mastery. For when time altered, it aligned all dimensions. When the masculine-feminine achieves balance, the decisions, the dimensions begin to merge. For some time, we've been speaking about the dimensional walls thinning. Now they're merging for the evolutionary step just ahead. It has begun, and although most humans feel it, the natural reaction is to think it will go away soon. Dear ones, unity consciousness is returning, which means that now humans see from a different, higher perspective. It happens in the blink of an eye. The dimensional walls are thinning to find a new blend of human and spirit to play the next level of the game. A while back, we mentioned that you might be getting visions, that you might also see flashes of light or hear noises from other dimensions of time, space around you on both sides. Thoughts will also start to filter through these walls, which are now thinning between your dimensional selves. And now we tell you, they're getting even thinner. You have many more opportunities to become much closer to perfect right now than ever before on planet Earth because of the collective rise of humanity. It's difficult to see because there are seemingly so many arguments and considerable unrest because humanity rose so quickly. Adjusting social systems for higher vibrational life. It's the old systems that are still trying to deal with humanity in the same way as before, which are rapidly adjusting on Earth. You've been in this situation before where your systems had to adjust very quickly to keep up with the advancement of humanity. Never before has that actually taken place because you had to hold back your advancements as the collective of humanity. It is certain that there are many difficulties on Earth, but we tell you that voices have spoken and have been heard. What is taking place is that you're starting to bring back parts of yourself and integrate them from the other dimensions of time and space. While you walk through your daily life, you have some exciting opportunities as planet Earth is now shifting. We'll talk a lot about that, for there is a higher realm that you'll be starting to live in fairly soon. It doesn't mean that you even have to leave your Earth or your physical bodies, although they will change a bit. You will start to feel less density over time. It's not something that has to happen on a demarcation point, but as you come back into your perfection, you're walking through the times of mastery. Everything that you can master is here now, so you don't have to take it to the next level. You don't have to deal with it in any as an individual or as a collective. Yet opportunities abound, and these are the grand times indeed. That is one of the reasons that so much energy is being thrown at everyone at this moment. Not only has time shifted, and people are still trying to catch up, but you're also in the times of mastery. All of these issues are coming up before you very quickly. You have for the opportunity to decide what you'll take with you and what you're going to leave behind as you move to this next level. It's a perfect time to celebrate, dear ones, because now there is a light, and it's shining very brightly. It is coming from the heart of humanity. We're incredibly excited to see this next level unfolding as it starts to move forward, one heart at a time. Take your part of it, dear ones, and enjoy the ride. The more that you can bring back into unity at this time will help tremendously in so many different ways. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity. play well together. I am the scientist of the heart, and I love you dearly. Aspavo. Greetings, dear ones. I am Merlia. I come this day to congratulate you, for you have crowned a whole new level of energy. It's absolutely very magical for us to see from this side of the veil, because the potential has now opened up and you have a new path. We know that these times are very challenging. There are so many things happening simultaneously. You now have a great many opportunities to learn, move forward, and correct things from the past. All is absolutely perfect in the larger aspect of time. You're in the times of mastery, dear ones. You can look behind you at your own history and see all the little squiggly lines, like also having the opportunity to straighten some of them out. As you move forward into the new level, we tell you that we're very proud to see what is taking place. Because even as though there is much difficulty with the challenge, there's a quiet energy which is rising. It's the feminine rising to achieve that new balance. The feminine energy is showing up in an entirely different way. And yes, it's difficult to compare to the masculine energy because it propagates in totally different ways. The feminine energy is quiet and subtle. It is beneath everything. And the base energy, and what humans term the mother energy. It works in a different way, being more powerful overall, although not loud, not forceful, nor overbearing, because it draws harmony, power from harmony, and has no need of those other things. A change in thought. Humans have traditionally allowed themselves to be manipulated in so many ways, guided to think in certain ways, to purchase certain items, to even be categorized. Remember, dear ones, you make decisions about your direction in the universe. It's done by four simple lines of vibrational integrity. What you think, what you act, what you feel, and what you believe. These are the four that everyone must align during these times of mastery. As you align them even more, you'll see things change in your own life. It will allow you to step out of the flow without disconnecting. The Eye of the Storm. As your vibration continues to rise, you may find yourself in strange calmness. Although you still see the commotion and difficulties, they do not have to enter your world. You'll find many more of those opportunities arriving in ways that you probably were not always aware. So take a breath, clear your energy for what is ahead. To see these opportunities will require that you commit yourself to move forward in some way. Yes, that's all it takes. You've come in with incredible gifts, each and every one of you. Most of you came in with an abundance of feminine energy. With that, of course, you carry empathy. You can feel everything from other people. Being that sensitive, sometimes you've had to learn how to back off a bit, finding ways to maintain your own energy. But what if everybody became that sensitive? Can you imagine a world in which people thought as much of each other as they think of themselves? That is the direction you're starting to move in now, as the feminine takes hold. You have so many possibilities, and it's very exciting for us to watch. We will be there to open the doors when you make the commitment. If you decide to move in a direction, even a slight push will open a heavy door, quite magically, because you have a lot of energy behind you. We have also told you that during these very magical times, each of you has access to special guides. A specialist that can actually help you walk through these times ahead. When a spirit rides on your shoulder, it's a very similar to the way that your guides interact with you. It's very quite subtle, almost as if they're so close that you think they are you. If you listen closely, a new voice is there, and it resonates. If not, consider that you may already be on the path of least resistance. It is also likely to enter that as a feeling, perhaps a feeling of a little more powerful, greater energy and confidence. It has no ego and no need for recognition. Yes, it is time. The beautiful energies on Earth have now shifted and opened a door to create a new realm. One where you can start carrying more of your own spirit in harmony with everything that you do. So, what does your spirit need of the physical body to accomplish that? Exactly. Those four lines of vibrational integrity. What you think, what you feel, how you act, and what you believe. Align these four lines, and your spirit will shine, showing in your smile and your eyes as you touch people with your light. The time is now, dear ones. The doors are open. You're starting to see a new opportunity all around you. Yes, there is still a lot of work to do. The gathering. There is a huge gathering on the other side of the veil. Please honor them, dear ones, as they gather to help in the next steps of humanity. They are making an incredible sacrifice, some to go home early to be there and help from the other side of the veil. As humans step into this whole new realm, they will be there with you. And that's part of the reason you have so many people leaving the planet right now. Love them. Make space for them and help them find home. Assist them as they step out of their bodies, for they can become confused. You are the greatest angels who have ever lived. We are so honored to be in your presence. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and play well together. I am Merlia. Come up and see me sometime. Espava.